Unit 17. Ig Nobel Prizes.
The audience is throwing paper airplanes onto the stage. Some candidates are wearing funny costumes. This is a typical awards ceremony scene at the Ig Nobel Prizes. Ig means Ig Nobel, a parody on the Nobel Prizes. It intends to award people who come up with something that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. Just like the candidates for the real Nobel Prizes, the Igs are backed up with solid research by scientists, professors, and inventors. The difference is that the Igs are not as formal or as serious as the real Nobel Prizes. The Ig Nobel Prize is a combination of goof and proof. There have been very interesting winners since the award started. The 2006 Ig Nobel Peace Prize went to a man from Wales. He invented a device called the mosquito, which emits a buzz like a mosquito's. Interestingly, only teenagers and young adults can hear the buzz. The mosquito was originally designed to prevent teenagers from hanging out in stores. However, now cell phone ringtones that only teenagers can hear are created using the same idea. These secret ringtones supposedly pass under the radar of the older teachers. The Ig Nobel goes to hilarious scientists from various fields. Two Australian mathematicians found a formula to get a good picture where no one blinks and won the math Ig Nobel. The biology Ig Nobel went to a team from Simon Fraser University who discovered how herrings communicate by farting. The winner of the Ig Nobel for ornithology explained why woodpeckers are headache-free. And two U.S. researchers who explored whether people swim faster in syrup or water were nominated for the chemistry prize. Unlike the Nobel Prizes, the Ig Nobel Prizes do not offer any monetary awards. Participants have to pay their own travel expenses, but they do not seem to mind at all. The ceremony always ends with a cheerful farewell from the host. If you didn't win a prize, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Science does not always have to be so serious. It can be unusual, creative, and even silly.